Good morning. How's everybody doing? Oh my, I didn't see that so many people here. Thank you so much for being here. I was just paying attention to the presentation. So anyway, welcome. Today I'm going to talk on behalf of my colleagues, Thomas Vogel, Jerry Krishnan, Nina Bracken, and myself. I have nothing to disclose. By the way, what I'm presenting today is mostly quite in contrast with what we've seen so far, more of a thought piece. People don't care too much about what I think, but you know, apparently the APHA wanted to see what we think. So that's always nice. So anyway, I'm going to talk about these issues. First of all, everything that we're going to talk about, that I'm going to present today, is based on a research that we're doing in creative ad agencies. We go and interview high-level creative chief creative officers in these ad agencies. We've done this for the last 3 years. We are trying to figure out what's going on in ad agencies on the creative side. And in all these conversations, a new model of talking to consumers came up. And that's something that we were not expecting. We just found that, hey, there's something completely new out there. And that's where we are basing our conversation for today. By the way, I've spent many years in advertising, and I have gone to many funerals. Advertising was dead. Exactly when I started my PhD program, they say, advertising is dead. I say, oh, man, just arriving here. And they already told me it's dead. Advertised television is dead. Newspapers are dying. That's a little bit true. Not completely, but it's kind of true. Reality is that we are evolving. That's really what it's all about. Advertising will always be used one way or the other. We're changing in advertising. Public relations has a certain role. All of us have a certain role to play. It's changing. That's the only thing I can tell you about it. Same thing about media. Again, we said that magazines are dead. Actually, they are coming back, some of them. Some of them are excellent resources. Social media is the thing. Actually, it's just one thing, right? It's the whole packet. That's something that we found as well. The other thing that we found is that consumers are the drivers now, not the brand, not the company. It's more about the consumer because they have the information, they have choice, and technology. And just look at how you buy new products nowadays. We have more power sometimes than the salesperson because we have as much data as they do. I don't need to go through this. You know that healthcare is changing a lot, not only because of the Affordable Care Act. And if you talk to people, we know that even if the ACA was not here, we would still be changing, right, regardless of what's going to happen. And there's other organizations. So again, they're changing. And the main change in healthcare focus, the one that we've seen as well, talking with Jerry and other people, is that we're moving from this model of hospital illness as the center of attention to, I'm sorry, so small, to the consumers and well-being. That's the center of attention. And what is interesting is that we're doing exactly the same thing in marketing. We're moving away from, I'm the company, I'm telling you what to buy, how to do it, to basically saying, hey, we are in a relationship, and it's about well-being, which is also seen in marketers as well. So basically, based on this conversation that we had, on these changes that we have, we basically started questioning ourselves, so how to shift the communication model? And actually, we changed it to how to shift the engagement model. Communication is very simplistic. It's you and I know, there's a lot of health communicators here. I apologize for that. You don't need to invite me next year. You know, how to shift the communication to engagement, how to, you know, the question that we always ask, in this new world, how to influence our audience? Well, maybe we should move to how to engage our collaborators and their communities. Audience is, I'm talking to you, like what I'm doing right now, I apologize for that. To make it, hey, we're working on this together. I'm sorry, but that's how it is. You might be the doctor, but I have a voice here. So how to do, and even more important, how to listen to all these voices, how to work together. You know, you have people in advertising. We saw some conversation about social marketing, healthcare workers, public health. We have all of these. And at the end of the day, we want to think about all of them as collaborators more than anything else. A solution? Well, this is a market in Mexico. A friend of mine took this picture for me. And don't pay attention to her. Okay, don't see that. couldn't erase that one. But you see, they have fruits, they have all of these things, and you don't know what you're getting because it just says bananas. It just says beans or whatever it is. I think in some way a lot of what we do in health is like this. It's just bulk generic stuff that is there. Not bad. Okay, not bad, but that's in some way what we have. So what we're trying to think about is how to bring more of a branding term here. Again, like the Hershey down there. I know some people might think it's not as healthy as a pear or whatever, but we're talking about brands here. Okay, so branding is important. And when I talk about branding, people always say, oh, so you want a pretty logo and a catchy jingle. And shut up. No. just no, please, no. Or tell me, you're in advertising. Oh, you can make things look pretty. No, I'm not. My job is to make things resonant. When you see that, you know, usually in advertising we usually measure, oh, I like that ad. Actually, we should be thinking more in terms of, oh, I am like that. That's really the key word. We always measure attitudes and all these wonderful things, but at the end of the day, oh, I identify with that brand. I really like that brand. I am like that. That's what we want to work towards. And I don't have enough time to go through the whole model, but the idea is, again, is resonance. It's not just, you know, persuade you. It's more about, hey, I really believe in that. I call that the Hey Angelica. My wife is Angelica, and I always, when I see something I really like, I say, Hey Angelica, can you look at this? Can we talk about this? Can we go to this restaurant? Can we do this? Can we do that? Because I always have to say, may we, because it's my wife. Branding is not new. In health, there's been around. There have been a couple of meta-analyses. However, I think there's still very traditional view of, yeah, it has a logo. Yeah, it has a slogan. We're thinking more in terms of involvement, engagement. There's a lot of benefits on this. We can talk about those later. But the idea, again, is that, first of all, consumers are they can really have a positive impact on them. And as well as it helps create synergies, because all of us believe in the brand. All of us believe in the resonance of the brand. And we're able to work together. So in terms of what we're working on, is the idea of platforms. We don't talk about media anymore. We talk about platforms. Just like, you know, think about this. Just a stage, you know, whatever that stage is, where health organizations, the community, and the consumer get together to talk. Again, what is a platform for us is how to engage consumers. It can be paid. It can be your website. It can be paid. Can be an ad. Can be owned. Can be your own website. Can be something earned. Your Facebook page that people like your page and you can have a discussion there. The most important thing about this is that platforms are just elements of this huge environment that we create, and a space. It's a space for communication, to engagement, to talk to each other. And here's where brands are created, really, more than anything else. Platforms are all kinds, from mass media, one way and passive, like television, to personal message, to interactive, like Facebook, even Reddit, if you have a strong stomach to do Reddit. That's something to do. Even navigation facilities, you know, there are hospitals that are tremendously complicated to go to. You create this brand, wonderful brand that we're this happiest place on earth, and then it's impossible to move around your hospital. Well, there's a problem there. So probably the most important part of what we're talking about is these building blocks. First of all, we have all this technology for personalization. From health literacy all the way to what do you prefer. And this is some of the language that we think consumers are thinking this way. Talk to us at a level that can understand and make good decisions. At the end of the day, just like in branding, it's all about asking people to make great decisions. It's not to fool them to do something, not to push them to do something. It's to, hey, this information and you should make a decision. And I think that my option is the best, but there are others out there. The other thing that I see a lot, don't sell to us. Don't tell me what to do. All those fear appeals that we have, that, oh, stop smoking because you're going to die. And you know, people don't change that easily. We've seen the research over and over again that, yes, they are important, but there's many ways that you can do this. Tell us a story, and maybe I'll tell you mine. You know, it's if you have a great branding there, again, you create a relationship there. Engagement, and we've talked about that. You probably have heard about this word before. But it's more than just a two-way communication. It's really, hey, let me be engaged in the process. You have a new study. Is there a way that I can participate in the design of the study? I know that this is scary for researchers out there. But hey, that's what people are asking. That's what some organizations are asking for us, to be engaged with the with people that we're serving. And finally, empowerment. We will lead the conversation. The patients, the consumers, the collaborators, not us. We are there to facilitate. As simple as that. Is it a scary word? Yes, but brands are doing that. And the best brands are the ones that are able to survive in this environment that they are not in control anymore. They are facilitating the process. At least that's what we're seeing on our advertising research. So conclusion, is aware of each medium, platform, nature, we need to know. It's discipline, really. It's all about branding, and we don't get out of the brand. If we have someone answering Facebook posts, he or she should know very, very well what it's all about, the brand that we have. Synergistic, how to work together all these pieces together. Personalized, as I mentioned before, more concerned with conversation than trying to sell something. Selling is, it's important, but do you really like to be, hey, would you like to buy from me? Hey, would you like to change your way of doing everything you've done all your life? Hey, would you like to do that? No. So what would you, consumer, would be willing to do that? Talk to me. Make a friend out of me. That's my phone saying that I'm done. Hush. Come on. And finally, concerned with development, really, of engagement and empowerment. We need to empower the people that we're working with and make them collaborators. Again, it's a scary word, but in ad agencies, that's what they're telling us over and over again. I don't see them as an audience anymore. We're collaborating. Is that going to break the advertising model that we have right now? Maybe. But that people are willing to do so, to change advertising that way. And I think that we should do something similar here. So anyway, that's my presentation. My name and my Twitter, anytime. Tweet me and I'll be glad to answer any questions. Or here. All right. Thank you so much.